I go back and forth with the reality thing because, like, part of me is like, okay.
Walk into a room, I'm like, she'll talk to you.
Your
I'm
emotional support
here.
Extrovert.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's my
yeah.
security blanket.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Good. Behind closed door.
I'm his security blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just want to be closer to her.
No, like,
oh that. Okay. Yay.
Oh, okay. I know it's bad. She is becoming my, like, when you need that emotional support blanket, yeah. Like, now I can't, like, walk into a room. Without her, not any room, but like the comedian rooms.
Yeah,
like you get nervous.
What am I supposed to do? Yeah. Hey, how are you? I'm Vinny.
No, I
would you
can't.
Like to eat pizza? Like, you know,
small talk for me. Like, my hands will sweat. I'm like, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm like, I gotta be home by myself.
Yeah, I get it.
It's weird though. Like, behind closed doors, though, Paulie, like, because we send each other voice notes all day.
Yeah,
and he's like kind of like me, like inside, but he just is able to present to the world as like this extrovert. Mm-hmm. You know?
And that's how Hannah is. And all day we're like, voice noting.
Right.
Yeah, she's so good. I even remember I did her, like, you know, Hand on the Street.
Yeah.
And there were just so many random, like, people. And I just, the way she was able to give us all attention.
No,
but, you know what I mean?
I was like, I can't. Throw myself in front of a bus for her.
I was like, she's had six conversations in the past 10
Do you wear, like, because I know, like, you're into fashion and stuff. So, black, like, neutral tones.
All black.
Me too.
All black.
I'm more like gray. Neutral beige.
And then in the summer, I wear a lot of white.
Okay.
Oh, so I'm like, yeah.
That's like waspy.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little like Sophia Richie.
Yeah.
Vibe,
which is
like
actually a vibe.
Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
No.
Like the color purple, like, doesn't it like scare you?
No, I would never.
The movie.
Me too.
Oh. Like, I'm so delayed.
Really. Wait, why did I just say that, bro? Yo.
No, like when red was like really in fashion, I was like, wait, but I don't own anything red.
And it's aggressive.
And I was like, I guess I have to like start wearing color. But
what's your apartment look like?
Very minimalist.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Okay.
And that, but I'm actually moving and my new vibe is like French girl style.
Oh my
French
God.
French girl, what's that?
Like,
oh, in like the apartment, like the decor?
Yeah, like I want it to look like it's an apartment in Paris.
Oh, okay.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a man too, right?
So excited. I do. But he has like no say in anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
that's good.
Because he lives in Charleston. So like, and has a house there. So I live in New York by myself. Like, I pay my own rent. So like, when it comes to my apartment, I'm like, yeah, you can like find a closet somewhere. But like, it's my space.
But it's not together.
No.
Okay. Got it.
Is he going to move here?
Honestly, we could not be more opposite too in terms of like living. Like, I'm from New York. I'm from upstate New York. He's from Delaware, but he's lived in Charleston for like 15 years now. He would die in New York City, literally die. And I think I would die down there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, I can't even go to the grocery store down there because I'm like, there's just no reason that this line should be taking this long.
Right.
Like, I have zero patience.
Right. So it's just long distance.
It's weird. Like, I'm like that too. Like, we're quiet introverts, but like, we like the madness around us. Do you feel like that?
Yes.
Of the city, you know?
Because it like, it's a very introverted place actually. Like, when you're walking down the street in New York City, there's a million people around, but no one gives a fuck about you. Mm. And like, I like that.
Yes. It's not like LA.
Yeah.
Where everyone's like looking at who each other is.
No, I could never.
You know? Ew, that's gross.
Like when I go to like Zero Bond, name drop.
Yeah, ew.
Like no one cares about celebrities that are in there. And in fact, they're like the least cool people in there.
Yeah.
The cool person's like the billionaire that owns Uber or something.
Who's
like
wearing
that.
Sneakers and like fat and sitting in the back.
Right. And they're like looking at like a little rapper. They're like, oh, get away from me, peasant. But in LA, that rapper would be like the fucking shit with like an entourage and stuff.
I do go to Zero Bond because I'm just like such a follower. Ah. And so like when it opened, I was like, okay, I'll get membership too.
Zero Bond's
no,
a great
I
place.
Love
I
it. Because it also like replaced Soho House.
Oh yeah.
You know, like we don't really have that anymore.
I mean, no one cares about it, right?
Yeah.
Wait, speaking of walking on the street, no one caring about you. Now girls are getting punched in
what
the face.
Segue.
Oh yeah. Wait, yeah.
Girls are getting punched in the face. And Paige was saying that you would want to know what you would do in that situation.
Yeah, like I want to know, not that I want to get punched in the face and like not to laugh.
And it's horrible.
But like I'm I get nervous, so I laugh.
Well, maybe it's good to have the plan.
Yeah, like I want to know if I would be fight or flight. Like if I was holding my Stanley Cup, I feel like I'd be fight.
I feel like you're low-key fight.
Whip that around.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are both fight.
But also in New York.
Well, you gotta be smart. Go ahead.
I feel like my mom scared me so much like growing up that like you're going to hit your head and then you're going to just die.
Yes.
Like, you can't walk down the street and have a headphone in. Like there will be a gunshot and you won't hear it. Mm-hmm. So I've always been very alert like walking down the street. I never have headphones in. Like I'm never on my phone. So I feel like I would like
swing back. You just got to be smart. I mean like it was weird because like I'm protective over my sister. She went to school in the city, but I felt safer with her being in the city than like if she went to some weird school like SUNY, you know, whatever, the Oneonta or some shit. Like I'm like, that scares me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hear from her for like 20 minutes when she was coming home from the bar. And I'd be like, you know, did you just get abducted by the Blair Witch Project or something?
Did you guys live together?
What do you mean?
Like when she went to school here? Did you live
No. She just, we lived in Staten Island and she went to Pace.
Got it.
I'm just using that as an example of like in the city, at least there's people around. Yes. That's why with this punching shit, I don't know how no one's seeing it, no one's catching it.
Right. It's probably really
If you just scream, shouldn't there be like fucking five guys that are gonna fucking help you?
Okay, this help is you. A great thing to bring up that like guys don't know.
Yeah.
Women are taught, like, if you're in a situation, you don't yell for help because no one's going to help you. And we were taught, like, yell fire.
Yeah.
Because then people will look.
Right.
Which isn't that crazy? Like, if I'm just yelling help on the street, people would be like, nope.
When the guy spit in my mouth, two dudes ran the other way. I was like, are you guys scared?
Enough about your foursome.
Enough about your weekend, okay?
Yeah.
We get it.
Quite literally.
No, but that's scary. Pussy. Even, like, this is like so not related, but like even on the airplane, like when I'm taking my bag out of the overhead and there's a guy right there and doesn't help me, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah. And they're like feminism.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Come on.
Men don't like women. That's my new thesis. Most of them don't.
No, they hate us.
They hate.
Well, I don't know. Maybe like they would be, I don't know. Like sometimes I feel like, is this girl going to feel like I'm hitting on her?
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I would help any old lady.
Yeah.
The hot girls, I'm not fucking helping
them. I don't even want to look you in
the
eye.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're just going to, like, think that, like, I want you or something, you know?
No, I don't think that.
I mean,
that.
I do. I would totally be trying to get with
I
you.
Actually think that would be a great way to hit on someone.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, pulling up into Miami and you're on a flight, you're like, oh, I'll help you take that
Oh, my
down.
God.
By the way, where are you going tonight?
So much. Yeah,
See, that's what I feel like they think is coming next, the where are you going tonight, you know?
I've been hit on a plane once and honestly
wait.
I thought it was
hit on a plane?
No, like hit on.
Oh, okay. We gotta make distinctions nowadays. Yeah.
Hit on a plane.
Yeah.
And honestly, I thought it was gonna be cooler than it was. Like in my head, I'm like, oh, maybe like you meet your husband on a plane and it's like you're both in first class.
Yeah.
And this guy sat down and gave me his business card. And I just like didn't like that.
And you guys sat next to each other?
We were sitting next to each other.
You're stuck.
Did he talk to you the whole time?
He tried to. And then I put my headphones on because you probably feel like this sometimes too. Like when people say like, what do you do? Like sometimes I don't know if I should say like, oh, I'm on like a reality TV show. Or like sometimes I say like the most random thing.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, oh, I work for Amazon.
Yeah.
Right.
And so for whatever reason,
I work in
the warehouse.
TV because I might be a producer or something.
Right.
Because
so,
then they'll stop asking questions.
Exactly. And so like I said something about TV and his demeanor changed. So then I got pissed and I was like, well, fuck you.
Wait, like he was like no longer interested?
No, he was kind of like, oh, so like, what does that mean?
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like,
I say it to like the people that don't speak English, like people that I know don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm on TV. I'm a reality star. I'm famous, you know?
Yeah.
But when it's someone that might know who I am or get excited about it, I'm like, I dabble in different things.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't speak English.
Do you guys get recognized a lot in the airport? Whenever I'm in an airport, even as like a normie, I feel famous. You know that feeling? Like a man's gonna like come and be like,
I hate
honest.
It.
You know what I mean?
On a day of flight, I'm like, just leave me alone.
Oh, they bother you, right?
Do you have more girls that come up to you or guys?
Actually, probably guys.
Yeah,
guys. That's why a lot of people get shocked by me when they see me out like on a lively drunken street or something.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I thought it would be more girls, but it's like, it's guys.
After the show that day, it was like all these like, remember?
Oh my God. Yeah. The little finance bros.
Yeah. They're like, can I get a picture with you? I was like, ew, okay.
No, that gets me done.
Yeah. I would never.
You know what I mean?
Going back to
like,
the.
No.
Like, I would never.
If my boyfriend texted me and said, I got a picture with Vinny, I'd be like, that is so embarrassing.
Yes.
That
you just like, pride 2024.
Yeah. But like when the girls do it, I'm like, get your pick.
No, the guys are like, I'm doing it for my girlfriend. Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not, bro.
I feel like I get a lot of that too.
It's like a funny thing.
You get a lot of guy fans?
I get a lot of guys being like, my girlfriend will kill me if I don't get a picture.
Oh, got it.
But it's typically girls.
And then do they ask for your number after?
No, okay. I've never been like hit on with someone like coming up to me like that.
Like okay, a fan?
Yeah, no.
Really?
No, I think, and really people get shocked too. Like even before I was on TV, but like, while being on TV, I never get like DMs from guys. Like I think my Instagram gives off like for the girls.
Yeah.
That I rarely ever get like hit on or like.
Yeah.
Maybe the quality guys would want to DM you. Cause like that.
here it goes. Maybe I give off like.
Hubby vibes. Cause like the ratchet guys don't want that.
Yeah.
But guys, you know. Dating with intention. I love those girls now.
I haven't come across any of them.
No proposals. No. I love those. Oh, now when I see like the for the girly girl, you know?
Yeah.
But I know they're going to ignore me because like they're like, this is not for that.
Yeah.
Get out of my inbox.
No, that's
inbox.
How I feel. Like if I was single and a guy came into my DMs, I'd be like, this is like business.
Yeah. It's like a work thing.
And
then they're going to take everything you do seriously. Like your podcast clips. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're going to be like, oh, that's a true story. And like, I don't know.
Yeah. And I can't like explain that to them. Yeah. So like it's either meet at zero bond or nothing for me. I feel like.
Yeah. Do they pay every time? Right? Guys.
Yeah. On a date?
Okay.
Oh, pay for the
yes.
date. Yes. Oh. Because that guy just made a video about you.
Yeah, this
she
guy.
She got ripped apart.
I got ripped apart by like.
She did some cringe video like, he made me pay the bill.
It's not even, okay.
Wait, I want to hear the whole story. Because I feel like I have opinions.
So, oh my God, I have to show you the comments. I made this video about this dude who took me on a first date. He was like, just like, let's meet in Soho. And I met him. And then he just took me to Cava. And then.
What?
Cava. I know.
Did you sit in?
The chain.
So we were in line to get our bowls. Apparently he forgot his wallet. So I bought him his bowl as well. And then like.
First of all, that's so awkward to build a bowl first. And you have to wait on the line with the person to be like, I'll have the chicken.
And then I had ordered mine first.
The like, lamb meatballs.
Him leaning over the glass.
Yeah. He's like, no tomato.
You're on the Subway foot.
No tomato. Get the fuck out of here. Oh my God.
So then I was first. So it's like
I hate being on a line with somebody
for the first date,
even if it's for coffee. No. You know, because now we got to make small talk on the fucking line.
I'm not waiting in line.
Yes. No,
I'm not waiting in line.
You go sit down, baby. I got this. I got your bowl.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
And then he cash-apped me for his bowl, and I.
Wait.
I left. I didn't stay on the date.
Just
I
his
left.
Bowl.
Just his bowl. He cashed me for just his bowl. So that I
because you paid for it?
I paid for his bowl.
Well, okay. That's already like the weird thing.
Yeah.
That he didn't pay.
So you're sitting there. You're enjoying your bowls.
I didn't even eat. I paid for the bowl. And then I was like, gotta go, basically. And then he like offered to cash up for his bowl. And then he cashed me for and I just ate the bowl at Blank Street Coffee. Like alone. Me. Alone. And so I made
the story about it.
Yeah.
And then.
Anyway.
Now guys are like reacting like.
These guys are like, I cannot believe women expect us to pay. Like they just want our credit cards and everything. And they're like, you want to be a boss babe. And like, also these guys don't know anything about me. They don't know if I'm a boss babe.
Yeah,
I could be a nepo baby.
Yeah. Like, they don't fucking know.
And they were like, I would never pay for a woman until she's my wife. I'm like, oh, how are you going to get a wife? Like, they're absurd.
Well, you are like, actually, you do have like, because I think the whole argument is like, she wants a traditional guy that will pay the bill.
Right.
But now you are kind of a traditional girl.
Yeah.
Like I know that because we're like friends, but the guys are so traumatized thinking that you're not like that, but still expecting the guy to pay the bill.
But what does it even mean to be like traditional? Like, I just feel like you should just pay the bill regardless of, you know what I mean? If you ask a girl on a date.
I feel like men should pay the bill solely because I pay $100 to get my eyebrows done. I pay $100 to get a lymphatic drainage massage once a month. I go to Face Gym.
Yeah.
I have to get my hair cut.
Yeah.
Like I have to get this outfit to even come on this fucking date. I can't just wear a black t-shirt and jeans like you guys can and like look
my
hot.
My haircut costs $100.
Then
we can split the bill with you. Yeah.
I love how we're like dividing our finances and be like, okay, like you get this percentage.
We just make less.
Yes.
Like we literally.
What do you mean you make less?
Like if we had normal office jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
You would make more than me.
I don't think so. I looked into this. I researched this. We can get into a debate about it. No, I think that like the gender pay gap, like if it was the same exact job. I don't think that's true.
You don't think that you would?
I don't think that like, you know, I do think that there are biases in the workplace and in corporate America and shit because of like over the years, women have had to, you know, leave work to become mothers and stuff like that. So men, like bosses, are like less inclined to give them promotions and stuff because they know they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Like there's a whole like, it exists systemically.
Right.
But I don't believe that.
Wow, throwing the word systemically out there.
Yeah.
Where's
this is a political podcast.
I was a political science major, girl.
Wow.
But yeah, no, like it systemically does exist with biases and stuff like that. But if like you just pound for pound, if we just had the same exact job, I don't think a boss is paying you less just because you're a woman. If that was the case, then he would hire all women so he can make more profit.
Right. What a great office that would be.
That would be
amazing. All women.
So
it'll be finally warmer.
It's so efficient. Betches. Yeah.
I mean, even your nails, like my nails are $150 every time.
And they don't get the pain of having to sit there for 2 hours.
And then I'm also like, if a guy wants my nails done, pay for it. Like if they want me to have a big butt, pay for my Equinox, pay for my food. You know what I mean?
Has a guy ever said to you, hey, I want your nails done?
Yes. My ex-boyfriend, he would be like, I want your nails done, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, then pay for it.
I think he wants a boyfriend.
He has a boyfriend now. Plot twist. He has a boyfriend.
That makes sense. I'm not even lying. I love that for him.
Yeah.
I'm happy he's happy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This podcast is going in 1,000 different directions. I hate this shit. So much I want to talk about. Fuck, I just had another thought. Let's go back to the long distance thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm struggling with this now.
Yeah.
All right.
You're in long distance.
I'm not in a long distance, but struggling with deciding if I can be in a long distance. Because I've tried it in the past. I didn't like it. I thought I would move to a major city and find someone that like lived around me, which is like hard, you know? Mm-hmm. So you have your guy.
A few questions.
Yeah.
How old were you when you did long distance last time?
The last one was not too long ago. It was like 2 to 3 years ago. So I was 33.
Okay. Like and how far was it?
In the States, you know, but.
But like a full flight, like a full day flight.
No, like it wasn't really LA. It was like, it was weird. It was during COVID. So she would come stay with me.
Yeah.
In LA for like multiple weeks at a time. But then it got closer. When I was in New York, it was like Atlanta, which is like a couple hours. I know.
Yeah.
Because you're saying like the flight time like matters.
Yeah. Like, because if I had difference to fly, if I was doing cross country, no way.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. A plane is not just a plane.
Yeah. Like, that's too intense. Like, to fly down to South Carolina or Atlanta, like 1 hour, I could make that work.
Make it work when? Like, how do you divide it? What's the schedule?
It depends on the time of year, because there's definitely like a time of year I'm way busier and he will come to me in New York. And then there's times where, like, okay, for the next 2 months, I'm the one going down to you.
Uh huh.
I think the biggest thing that we ever did was we said we would never go longer than 2 weeks without seeing each other. So we've never gone longer than 14 days.
Good.
Also, okay. It's not like we have like normal jobs where like I have to be somewhere at 9 a.m. every day. So like I can pick my schedule.
So, and when you do see each other, how many days is it?
It could be 3. It could be a week. It like totally depends on like work schedules.
Mm.
But I never thought I would like long distance because I always felt like, oh, I'm a really needy girlfriend. Like I need to fall asleep with you every single night.
Right.
Until I was in long distance and realized like, one, how OCD I am. Two, how like regimented I am. And like in my apartment, like I can't go to sleep if like there are dishes in the sink. Like I need to do like a full closing of the house. Then like I'll go to my bedroom.
Yeah.
So like I feel like there are certain things that I don't have to change because like I do still technically live alone.
Mm-hmm.
So like I like it and I like the way it is right now. And honestly, the only time I feel like, oh fuck, I can't do long distance is the day that I'm like, I like have to have a kid.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't feel like I'm there for at least a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't like have the goal of like moving in together?
No, we definitely do.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think we would really get down to it, like, okay, who's moving where, until I was like, I want to have a kid.
Would you leave New York?
Well, honestly, if we keep getting punched in the head, I probably would. But I love New York. I also never saw myself having a family in New York City. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to have kids in New York City. Mm-hmm. So I was like, they're not going to go in the backyard. Like, yeah. I don't want my daughter on the subway.
Yeah.
But as I get older, I'm kind of like, but why couldn't I? Mm-hmm. Like, I make enough money to like have a nice apartment.
It happens every day.
Like, they would go to a great school. Yeah. Yeah. And so I feel like I could, but I don't know if he would.
Mm, okay.
And also my family lives in Albany and I don't want to be a plane ride away from them. Mm. Like the thought of having kids and my mom not living in the house with me, like being right there. Yeah. I just like, I don't think I could do that.
Could you move back to Albany?
No.
God, okay.
No.
Well, I don't know what I would do there either.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's like, I get what you're saying. Like it's great for that. You get breaks from each other. And but then like when it comes down to that like serious talk, it's like something has to give. Someone has to be the person that moves somewhere. And it's like, what do we do all that for? That kind of what the last one felt like.
You know? I get that. Like, why did we waste all this time if no one
in like
move?
La La Land?
So would you like, ever move somewhere?
No.
Wait, no, that's how I am. I'm like, no, this is so great. But you should do this, this, and this, but I'm not going anywhere.
That's why I feel like these things don't really work or not. They not work. It's like you have to like establish it from the beginning instead of just like doing the long distance thing aimlessly for so long. Date. You know what I mean? I'm like asking day one. I'm like, you're moving to New York someday? And she's like, what's your name?
Uh-huh. No, like, it's funny.
She's like, this is Kava.
You're going to raise kids here?
No, I just, well, yeah, in the tri-state area of some sort.
Not
yeah.
like in your sure. apartment.
In the apartment I'm in now, it would be a little tough.
Yeah.
But like, you know, hopefully I can get like the big loft in Tribeca.
Yeah.
The beams, you know. Yeah. I'll watch you on the sidewalk getting spit in your mouth, you know, yelling for help.
Like, stop Asian hate.
Yeah.
No, but I like long distance too because I have to be alone for a certain amount of hours.
An introvert.
Yeah. A week. Like people get recharged by like going to a party, being around people. That depletes me. Like I have to be on my own couch watching the shows I pick to watch.
Yeah.
I'm the same. But when I meet the person that I love, I like love being alone together with them.
Yeah.
You know?
No, yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really, that's the goal is to like have someone like there, but still feel like you're alone.
Yeah.
But I'm only saying it because like, This is the road that I'm going down.
Yeah.
You have to make concessions somewhere. And I'm starting to think that like maybe my person's just not in
alive
New York.
Yet.
Like, well, you know, you didn't eliminate your guy because he right. lived far away.
I feel like it's funny because like going through this on reality TV, the majority of people are up in my DMs. Like, you don't love him. You're not moving. Like, you should move for him. He runs a business in South Carolina. And so people are very like, because I'm the girl, I should go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so I'm very like...
systemic.
Like, yeah. I'm kind of like, oppression. Well, fuck you. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm in a little bit of like... I'm also the kind of person that like... if you tell me to do something, like...
don't want
to
do it.
Even if I wanted to do it, now I have to do the opposite because you just told me to do it.
Stubborn. Oh, my God.
So I can't... like, I'll be a bitch because I have... because you made me have to be.
Do you know that the first time... like, I don't know if you remember this, but when I DM'd you the first time, it was over... I was asking you if you liked... if you knew about this apartment in Brooklyn. Do you remember that?
Yes, 420.
But, it was Williamsburg.
Like yes, and my girlfriend lived in it. Did I DM you back?
No, because you did.
Okay.
Because you were posting pictures from there.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest thing because like we're both on reality TV and whatever. And like I didn't ask her out or anything like that. I was just like, hey, I see you were at that building. Do you like it? Or does your friend like it? Because I wanted to move there. And you're like, she loves it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I didn't move there. But that was the reason why I did it.
I knew who you were like got connected because at one point we had the same publicist for like
Joe?
A second. Yes.
Joe? Yeah. And oh yeah, I remember that too. Yeah, it's a small little reality circle.
It's so small and like it makes me nervous.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Do you guys split the bill?
On what?
Considering you have more money. Like how does that work with like I've never had more money than
with the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Like
on dinner.
No, I'm okay. No, okay. I'm still a lady.
Yeah,
still girly. And like
now that you're a man.
But like I would
Whoa. See, you just that's the thing. It's mixed signals. Like you're like, I'm the breadwinner. You gotta move to me, but you're paying the bill. Come on, Paige.
Okay, I have a little contradiction to me. But like if we're out if we're on vacation or something and like I pay the hotel room, then I would expect him to like get the flights.
Got
or
it.
Like if I get the flights, okay, cool, I'll get the hotel.
Little teamwork, little splitting.
So, but when we're first starting to date, then I think he should pay because you're trying to court me. You're trying to date me, not the other way around.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to date you. Yeah. I can date. I'm a girl. I can go out and get dates. You're the one that has to work for it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah, you should impress me in the beginning. And then when we're dating, yeah, sure. I'll pick up dinner.
Yeah. Okay.
You know?
I get it. That's what's going to be for me.
But I will say, in terms of like when I wasn't single and if a guy was ever like, oh, I'll fly you here, like come see me there, I would always buy my flights because I would always be like, if I need to leave in the middle of the night, I need to get on my Delta app.
Oh, right. Yeah. And that's the thing. When I fly out girls and shit now, I just Zelle them the money for it. Cause I'm like,
what a gentleman.
I'm like, I can't be here just on the United app. Yeah, like, what's KTM? Your
Do you know your KTM by heart? Like, yeah, no.
KTM, right. I'm like, yo, take this out, which is like, then it feels like just like weird, like prostitution.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, just here, you know, do it.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like I'm similar, but in the opposite way. Like, I will stay right there. I'll be like, I'll get my flight. I land at this time because I don't want. Yeah.
Nah, you're so OCD just like me. It's crazy.
Yeah, you guys are literally the same person.
But some girls, like, I know we are, but some girls like don't care. They're just like, do everything, just buy the flight. Like, just like, I'll follow. I'm like, don't you give a shit about like,
because they're easy.
Your surroundings around you or what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean?
But I.
Same thing with an Uber. When I have to Uber a girl, I hate it because I'm like, here's the license plate number.
Yeah. I think it's hot. Send me the screenshot.
Yeah. Like share it with
me. Well,
you have no choice.
No, but I'm very controlling. Like,
Yeah.
Like it's a little bit. Not controlling in terms of like, you can't go there, you can't talk to her. Controlling more like, if we did it my way, everyone would be happier. Like it would be better.
Yeah.
Like I'm just smarter, sorry.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's, like I'm trying to help you.
Right. I get the controlling critique all the time.
Like if
I'm like, I'm not controlling. I'm like, this is the better way to do it. Trust me.
Uh-huh. And I feel like I get a lot of, on TV, like, oh my God, you're so mean to your boyfriend or you're so controlling and like sarcastic to him. Mm. Where like in the family I grew up in, everyone knew everything about you. And if you had a problem and you walked in the house, your dad was like, what's going on with this? So like, I feel like if I can't say it to you, who's going to tell you?
Right.
Yeah.
So if I think like my boyfriend's fucking up in something.
You don't
want
to be like just ignorant about it.
Yeah. I'm going
to
be like,
get down to the bottom.
I'm like, oh my God, don't do that. Don't wear that. Don't say that. Like this is, like do it like this. And I feel like that's just being loving and helpful.
Is this on your show or his show?
Both.
So you guys like go back and forth.
We go back and forth.
Wow. And it's different networks, everything.
No, see, oh, no. It's all Bravo.
Okay, so that's good.
But yeah, people so like see like a different
side. You guys
side.
Into different storylines.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you're so much funnier on Southern Charm. And I'm like, okay, well, it's still me. I don't know.
Yeah. It's editing and stuff like that. Just like the brand of different things.
Yeah.
So did you ever date a reality guy before him?
No.
Hmm.
No, and I dated just like normal guys and I felt like I couldn't because explaining any of this is like weird. Yeah. And also guys are actually really jealous.
They're so jealous.
And so like if you're walking down the street and a bunch of people are coming up to you and like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. I love you. Can you take a picture? Like I feel like that turned a lot of guys off.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys hate women.
Maybe like a super alpha kind of guy.
They hate us.
They literally hate women. No.
Wouldn't that be like a turn on? Like,
this is a perfect example. I had just got on Summer House, maybe like 2 years on Summer House. And I'm walking down the street and the first time I ever get recognized was by this guy. And he comes up to me and he's like, my girlfriend loves you. Can I take a picture? And I'm with my boyfriend at the time. He's walking with me. And like, we walk away. And I'm like, wow, that was so cool. That was like the first time that's ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I thought they were coming up to me and like recognized me. Like, I'm surprised it was you.
Was he famous?
No. And I was like, wait.
Oh, like he knew me from high school.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like you just gaslit me.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
No, guys hate it. They hate like attention from other guys. Or maybe a true alpha male likes it, but every guy I've gone out with where this stand up or if like someone, whatever, on the street, they like hate it and then they try to start stand up.
Yeah. Like, I feel like my boyfriend loves that, like, people like me.
That's hot.
Or like brags of like, oh my God, and she's so good, you know?
Well, he's
like,
secure because like he deals with it as well.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I go back and forth with the reality thing because like part of me is like, okay, someone understands the world and everything like that. And then this weird shit happens. Like I could be, I have like a certain taste, right? So like one of our girls, cause like she has the same, well, we share girls back and forth sometimes. She's bisexual. Mm-hmm. And let's just say one of those girls, the girls that want these girls want nothing to do with me. These I'm trash.
I feel like you like that. Like, I feel like you want a girl that is like mean to you and is like, I don't give a fuck about.
Sort of. I love mean girls. I love mean girls. You know what I mean? Cause I know if they're being mean to me, they're being mean to everyone else. Yeah. But if one of those girls, like let's use one of our crushes, for example, they want nothing to do with me, right?
Yeah.
I'm trash. I'm like, ugh, get out of here. If that girl went on a reality TV show, all of a sudden she would love me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, there's two ways of looking at it. I don't know if she had this like epiphany because she's in the environment too. And she like wants someone to relate to.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like a little reality TV legend.
Yeah.
She's like,
no, but you have insight and like know what the fuck's going on.
But the other thing I worry about too is like, once you kind of get like wrapped up in that world, you'll do anything to keep it going and for clout. And then your relationship just becomes a collab at that point.
It's
like all these little, like exactly, like these Netflix people, they're in like a business together of being with each other. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that actually might turn into a real relationship. I'm not like knocking it. You know what I mean? But I'm like, are you just now trying to collab with me? Cause you were on a reality show too. That's why I might like them when they do hate me and want nothing to do with me, because I know it's not that.
And because like social media just glamorizes everything.
Yeah.
And like,
but you're in that position with the guy. So like, how did you know it was real and, you know, it wasn't that, you know?
For the longest, like when we first started dating, well, I like said all of this, exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not the type of girl to ever post my boyfriend on Instagram regardless, because like my Instagram's my outfits and Giggly Squad.
Yeah.
So that was just not me anyway. But I would be like, let's not post on social media because it just like glamorizes. And then people think like, oh, you have to write like this big long caption. Like,
hate that shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so like, and
the breakup.
Yeah. You know? And like, I'm not writing archive. A message like, we've decided to part. Like,
fuck that.
I would never do
that. Take a picture of your backs.
Yeah. So I'm just like, so I've never been
like
big
a silhouette.
On. Yeah, no, like a broken heart. Like, I've never been big on social media with like significant others in general because of that reason.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, like the lights, the camera, like it's so glamorized. And now like I'm in a situation, I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years and it feels way longer because it's been on TV and people are like, aren't you getting engaged? When are you getting engaged? And I'm like, I'll have a fucking heart attack. Like, do not pressure me into that. Like, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
And so then that people just like run with that. And so it's hard to be like, this is real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, are you coming to my family's for Easter? Because like that's so real life, you know?
Yeah.
Would you guys get married on reality TV?
I don't think I would. Like, I don't want to get engaged on reality TV at all. I don't even want a hidden photographer. I want to be like in bed.
Yeah.
And like it be just like such a normal moment.
Was that
and
how
no
Hannah
one around.
Was proposed to?
Yes.
Bed? Yeah.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh, you're talking about being proposed to.
Yeah.
At the wedding.
You guys love
that. They'd have
bed.
To give me a lot of money for a wedding. But
yeah, that's the thing.
You
that's
can buy
get,
me at
that's
any.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
They're like, we're paying for it.
I'll do anything for $1, but it's got to be the right dollar.
The Golden Bachelor.
We're like, we're not reality TV people. Next thing you know, we're like, the proposals.
I'm like, welcome to my delivery.
Exactly.
Section, come on in.
exactly.
But
yeah.
No, I
want that though. Like, I'm not against the bringing somebody into the spotlight type of world.
But then would you feel like really protective if you brought someone in and had to be like, okay, I'm just going to explain to you like what's about to happen and all these people are going to hate you and be so mean to you. And like, if someone was mean to them, like while you're filming, wouldn't you feel like, fuck, I did put them in this situation?
Our show has just become literally, because everyone's settled down now on Jersey Shore. Our show has become just like, a new person comes on and they just get hazed. You know what I'm saying? They just get hazed in some sort of way by us, in the interview, by the producers. Like, they don't, like, you know, it's like they have to be on their fucking best behavior. Like, one little slip up, you know how reality works. Reality TV works, you know what I mean?
So if you brought a girl in and, like, Jenny, like, did something, would you be like, oh, that's funny? Or would you be like, no, don't do that to her?
They would literally have, like, a whole plan, especially me, because I've never brought somebody around. They would have a plan to, like, make this like a fucking thing. I don't know, honestly, like, how I would handle it. The core group of people, like, Angelina is a little bit of a wild card.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what the fuck she's going to do.
Yeah.
Jenny, the girls, like, they'll roast, they'll annoy the girl a little bit, but they're not going to, like,
be like mean.
Because we're like a family at this point. It's not like a one and done.
Yeah. Because, like, if you marry her, they're going to hang out with her. You know, right. Like, but she's going to be around.
But I've done that to their significant others too. And, you know, sometimes I went a little bit too far. I try to, you know what's funny? Like, I approach everything in a comedic way.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm, like, roasting them and now they laugh at my jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Their,
like,
husbands?
Yeah. Because, like, Jenny, like, she was dating this guy, like, her fiance now. And, like, he came in, like, wearing, like, a suit every day. And he was 24 years old wearing a suit. So I'm like, oh, this guy looks like fucking, like, American Psycho or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we laugh at those jokes. But in the moment, I was that annoying guy on the show that was, like, making fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I would be terrified. That's why, like, also another quality I have to look for in a woman is someone that could handle that.
Yeah.
Who could, like, kind of, and not handle it in a combative way, who could, like, partake in the laughs and stuff like that and be secure in herself, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's, then the girls would back off.
Right.
Like, they would back off if the girl was, like,
strong
and just like
could laugh and you, like, could say anything you want to me. Back.
Exactly.
Like,
but as soon as that girl would retreat, they would go back in.
No, I feel like my humor is sarcastic and, like, being mean, but I, like, had an older brother. So, like, my whole childhood was just, like, an old man being mean to, like, him being mean to me. So, like,
I know, but then once that camera's on you and you feel yourself, like, in that situation, it's different. You're like, how do I react to this? Because I can't be too bitchy to them.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to look like a bitch. And this is their show. And, like, you know what I'm saying? So you have to go through that whole,
that makes sense,
like, dynamic. You know what I mean? Yeah, it wouldn't be like a cakewalk for the girl.
No.
But if but they know me too. Like, if I gave them, like, the dad look, like, guys, enough's enough. You know what I mean?
Wait. Enough's enough.
Enough's enough is so hot.
When I hear that, I'm like,
yo, when you do this to me, I get
not the girls on my show. They'll be like, what, motherfucker? I'll fucking do whatever the fuck I want.
So you've never brought a girl ever on Jersey Shore?
I did not, like,
hey, first, this is my girlfriend.
Well, we've, you know, brought girls back, back to the house.
No,
you know
I mean, like, oh, I could potentially marry this girl one day. I want to introduce you.
No, I've never had, like, a significant other. That's what they call
it. But have you ever been in that situation where you're like, I could marry this girl?
There was a girl, like, my first season when the show came back.
Vinny, have you ever been in love?
On Family Vacation?
No.
Guys, hold on. On Family Vacation, I had a girl that was on the that was in the hometown packages before I left.
Okay.
But she didn't come on the show. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like the producers were like, Vinny, we don't want to do this to you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I used to be like, well, how come I don't have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, trust me, you don't want that, you know? So no, I never had that. But, like, it would be exciting. I want to do that. I want to start that next chapter of Vinny, you know? Because now I'm just kind of sitting there by myself.
Wait, so you haven't had a girl. When's the last time you had a girlfriend?
The one I was telling you about, the long distance thing.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, a couple years ago in COVID.
Okay.
Did you love her?
I said I love you to her. I don't know. I don't know what love is.
I guess.
Was that the first girl you ever loved?
No. Every time I'm in a relationship, you and there hasn't been many, I've said I love you to them. I don't just get
first.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not afraid to say it first.
Yeah, because if you don't say it first, then
it's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I would never say it first.
Yeah.
I'd rather throw myself in front of the bus.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know how I probably said it. I'll take the lead on that.
Because I feel like this is a very old school and, like,
same.
Not people are like, you can't think like this.
But did you have to say it back right away?
I think, yes, you should say it back right away. But I think the guy should always like the girl a little bit more.
He should be moving the relationship forward.
He should always be a little bit more in love than the girl, like, is.
Here's the trick, guys. This is what you do. You have to find the word and the funny little terminology that you use before love just to know that both of you want to say it. So one of my...
What's the word?
Olive juice.
What?
So you'll just say that?
Olive juice sounds like I love you.
I love you. Olive juice?
Oh, I don't know. It might happen like in a conversation or something like that, but it's like almost like a soft launch.
You're like, I want olive juice.
Yeah. It's like olive juice.
She's like, what'd you just say?
She's like, do you want a martini? No, like I'll explain it to you.
Yeah.
But then if she says it back, now you know. But if you just like bombed with it, then you're like, all right, I got it.
Does she already know that this is a code? Because I would not read that.
Okay, Sienna, we established that that's what it means. You know what I mean? We don't just leave it there. We established that's what it means. And if you both say it to each other, you do like a period of olive juice.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's like me.
It's almost like a little bit of foreplay.
Yeah.
Before the love.
Yeah. I'm like, I love you.
Yeah, like you're saying love. you're not finishing it.
Because I feel like when I get off the phone with anyone, I'm like, okay, love you, bye.
Yeah, I did it to you.
And then I was like, God, yeah.
And guys get like nervous. I'm like, okay, don't actually.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but then like once you feel it, because you can feel it, like if both of you are kind of wanting to say it,
yeah,
then you know it's safe to say it. And when you do say it, it's a wrap. It's good.
But even when I feel that, I'm like, okay, well, I'll just wait for
even
you.
Even now?
Oh, like you're not going to say it first.
Well, yeah, I'll say I love you now to my boyfriend first. Yeah. I'm not a monster.
Every time.
But like the first time we ever said it, I didn't say it first.
Yeah.
So what do you think of like in love means? Because you asked me, have you ever been in love?
Putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the guest here, Paige.
In love is what you would want for yourself, you want for that other person. Mm. Like
what you would want. What do you mean?
Like I want like anything good you would want for yourself. Like, okay, I want to like be successful. I want to like have a family. I want to like
but live I in do a nice that apartment. Shit like day two.
Like I would want for him. Like I want to help him also achieve those things. Yeah. Like if I really love you, I want to help you fulfill the type of life you want to live.
Okay.
And like let me help you with that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's like my determining factor. Because like I said, I'll do that like super early on. Like, you know.
So what's your version?
What's your version? Because I feel like I would like not, if I don't love you, I wouldn't give a fuck what you're doing. You know?
Oh no. I'm like, if I am, you know, if you sparked my interest and you're my type and you're remotely nice to me, I'm like, I want to do everything for you. You know what I mean? I'm already getting tickets to the Knick game. What
is your type?
What's my type? what's my type? I like a mixture of like,
I feel like you don't.
I always get in trouble. Are we physical right now?
We're physical right now.
Okay, we're physical.
Because I feel like you don't like blondes.
No.
Yeah.
I don't like blonde, skinny Hamptons types.
Yeah.
I like slim, thick, you know, dark hair, dark skin vibes.
Yep.
But aesthetic though. Like, you know, like with the frizzy eyebrows and like,
oh,
you know.
Oh, wow.
With like new.
Like a little like fashion-y. Like,
a little fashion-y.
Like a downtown.
Sporty.
Yep. Could wear a sneaker when everyone's in heels.
But Ken Rock heels though.
Yeah.
But Ken Rock heels. Goes to the gym. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like I'm seeing her.
Oh, right. Because you're like a really intense.
I like the gym. I like fitness.
Guy.
Yeah. So like I'm seeing like the curves and stuff on the gram. But like, it's because she's like in the gym.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's not like she's just doing it, you know?
And you're-
I'll show you some examples.
Okay, yeah, I can't wait to see.
The examples are not going to align with like-
You go to the gym every single day?
Yes. Or like I work out in some capacity. I go running or something.
And
like
you expect her to also do that? Or just stay
in- It would
in-
be nice. Okay. Now, in the past, the girls haven't before. Like the ones that I was telling you about. It was, I was always the one that worked out because they just like were genetically gifted and stuff like that. But I just, you know, I would get along with those girls that go to the gym because we both like are waking up with the same purpose and passion every day.
Do you get up early?
No.
What time do you wake up?
Blacked out, everything. Yeah.
What time?
I sleep from, I don't have a 9 to 5. So like my normal schedule is 2 to 10, 2 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
Is when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
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 I'm the same way. I feel like
so late.
I feel like nighttime.
I wake up.
I like both.
Should I reorganize?
Yeah. Am I
And I also feel like I like knowing everyone is asleep. So no one needs me for 100%. Anything.
Yeah.
And even though I'm alone in my apartment, I feel like I'm like alone in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's how isolated Paige wants to be.
Yeah, she's like, I can do whatever I want right now.
3:30 a.m. is my favorite time of the day.
Yeah, like that's, me and Hannah will like come up with ideas at like 2 a.m. and like voice note them back and forth.
No, I think it's, I think that we were taught wrong. I think that literally that's when you're supposed to be like, that's your most creative, like 2:30 to like 3:45, amazing.
And I love the bed. That, like, I'll die in the bed.
Yeah, I'll
like,
fucking.
It is my favorite place to be.
Yeah.
And waking up early is, I have a visceral reaction.
I hate waking up early.
I sent her a DM from a girl the other day, and she was like, it was like 3 a.m. and I was DMing her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm like, yeah. She's like, you're not asleep yet? I'm like, no, I'm not asleep yet. She's like, oh, I love morning people. Like, she thought I was waking up at 3 a.m. Yeah, no. She was a little, you know.
No, that's slow. A little kooky.
That was a little kooky.
Yeah, it was a little kooky.
Because like, you're not the president of the United States. So you're not going to be up for it.
Wait, I like that you sleep in.
Wait, time out. T, is someone coming in? Oh, is that Wolf? Wolf. Didn't T come in here at one point? Oh, okay. I can't see you. How long, is someone coming in after this? Or no? Because I was going to ask if you mind if I go pee real quick.
Yeah, no, go
I'm
ahead.
So sorry. No. This has never happened. Oh my God, I have to pee. And it's like,
imagine I was like,
it's fucking with my brain because, like,
no,
I keep thinking about it.
Get it. Because what wrinkles?
My forehead, like right here.
Your face, your
you
face
need to
dysmorphia.
Have facial expressions. You're a comedian. You have to, like, give.
Wrinkles are good. Wrinkles are good. It would look weird if you didn't have any.
And you also can't see it.
No, it's like nothing there.
And you are like, this is like a funny pod. You have to be able to like move your face.
Yeah, I know.
Show.
Are we rolling again? Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry.
So I feel so much better.
What happened?
Kate changed.
She's crying in the corner.
I know you came in. You're in like a therapy session. You know what's funny? So like, I was just on my pee. I was just thinking. So like respectfully.
Okay.
But like,
I hate you.
No, because this goes into like a bigger conversation about just the dynamic between people.
Yeah.
So like, because we're so alike, mm-hmm. I don't know if we would work in a relationship.
No, we 100% wouldn't.
Exactly.
So I'd be like, fuck you, Vinny. I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. Or like, I can't have anyone trying to change my decor.
Heck no.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
So, when you go back to like the other conversation about like, cause she gets on me for like saying like, he doesn't want a girl that works or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, he wants like a.
No. Listen. Milkmaid. Guys.
Sorry.
She makes these blanket statements. Okay. So everyone has a different puzzle piece that they're looking for in their life. You know what I mean? So we just established that we wouldn't work because of certain reasons. She's like a breadwinner. Right. So like she has things that she wants like a certain way. She doesn't want to move to the place, blah, blah, blah. And I'm the same exact way.
Yep.
So I can't have someone like her. I have to have someone who isn't a breadwinner.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
You need someone that will go along with you calling the shots. And I need someone that lets me call some of the shots, because if I don't, then I'll resent them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that breadwinner who will move to you.
What?
There could be another
breadwinner?
Yeah, I'm so uncomfortable with my girl.
I feel like I see you with a fitness girly.
Fitness girl, exactly.
You need to
I see you with
baby.
A fitness girly who works, but is working because she loves it.
Yeah. Right.
Not because she has to.
It's her choice.
She comes from family money.
Yep.
She might have a little bit of family money. She's very excited to be a mom.
She makes money from her online business.
Yep. She has a little app.
She's a little trainer.
A little training app.
A little trainer. Yeah.
And she gets pregnant, she's like, Vinny, I don't want to do my training anymore. Maybe like once a week. And you're like, that's fine. You raise our child in the apartment I picked out and my decor.
Keep going.
And there you go. There's your wife.
Hey, I mean, do you see this? When I say it, I'm a fucking Andrew Tate. But when she's...
I mean, I don't know if she exists. I'm sure she does, but...
They're all over Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you can't find someone because... I feel like most girls, like when they hit a certain age, are kind of like... Yeah, no, I want to be a wife. Like, I don't want to work anymore.
I think it's finding girls online.
Well, no, they hit that age like in the 30s, I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And he wants like 21.
See, that was...
No, I don't care. I don't care what age it is. It's just that sometimes I meet someone in their 20s. I would love to meet the 31-year-old that like made that realization, who also like checks all the other boxes. But sometimes I'm just not... Seeing you can't you can't get everything, you know what I mean?
When I turned 30, I like cried the whole day, first of all. because I just like hated turning 30. Uh-huh. And it wasn't because like I didn't feel like I was at a good place in my life. It was more everything I thought I was going to want at 30, I didn't mm-hmm. want at all. Like I thought like, oh, I want to get engaged. I want to have a baby. And when I turned 30, I was like, no, I want to like work on my career and I want to like achieve this, this, and this. And so that like scared me. So I get that like you think it's going to be one way and like you're going to meet a girl and you're going to get married and it's going to be amazing. And then it's just not. And it's kind of like a mind fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm.
Are you on the apps?
I'm on Raya.
Are you on Hinge?
I'm on Raya. No, I'm not on Hinge. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I know that you're on Raya because one of my girlfriends said that you have a really funny tagline. Like, I'm never going to.
It says I'm never going to meet anyone on this app.
Yeah.
Or I said I probably am never going to meet anybody on this app.
Yeah, it's a cute Raya.
And
oh my God.
Ever go on dates from it?
And they all fucking DM me. Like, they think that that's like a challenge or something. It was like the unintentionally like the best bio I could have ever had. You know what I mean?
Have you ever gone on a date from it?
I've met girls from Raya seldomly, some that I'm cool with, but not really. I mean, usually like in a second, I'm going to Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm just to Raya to see if they're looking and they're available. If they're
messaging.
Taxi light is on and then I'm going to.
What a good
to,
Sex in the City reference.
Exactly. And then I'm going to Instagram because I'm like, I don't want to talk on Raya. This is fucking weird. I need my fucking gifts and shit.
You'll immediately, if you match, you don't even message them on Raya. You go straight to Instagram.
No, we'll talk on Raya for like 2 seconds. Okay. You know what I mean? And then we'll like go over there. But
yeah.
Okay. I have faith in you. And I feel like she's right around the corner.
Oh yeah. Whatever. It's fine.
Maybe she's probably at Equinox right now.
Yeah.
There is one at Equinox that I mustered up the balls to go up to her.
Recently?
The one I was telling you about. Like, no, this was a couple of weeks ago. Oh my God. So like I say a couple of weeks ago, there's this girl that's like my type, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like one in New York City. And I like went up to her and I didn't want to be this guy. It's so stupid. She gets guys going up to her all the time. And I was like, hey, like, do you go running on the West Side Highway? No, because I saw... You were going to laugh Paige, you were going to laugh at whatever I said there.
No, because the running thing, I would...
No,
because
I saw her running. Okay, so I was like trying to think of like a reference outside of the gym.
Wait, where
to make it
running?
Like I have some kind of connection to her.
Right, you saw in person running? Like outside of the gym? Okay.
Yes. So, because I didn't want to be like, oh, what exercise are you doing today?
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? Like, no, we're connected.
We're
outside.
Yes, we go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
And... she did the thing where she was like listening to her music and I'm like, oh my God, this can go either way right now. Cause she like pointed to it. And when someone points to it, that could either mean two things.
Shut up.
It can mean shut up or it can mean give me a second.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, that just induced so much anxiety.
I know, me too.
Exactly.
Nervous.
Cause now you're sitting there.
I could never be a guy going up to a girl at a gym. That's so scary.
Horrible. I had to just do it. Yeah. Though. You know what I mean?
Do you witness a lot of guys go up to her?
Yeah. Not there. That's a gay one. So they're pretty respectful.
Assuming they go up to her.
Oh, I see a lot of trainers going up to her.
Yeah, but trainers go up to me every single time I go to Equinox.
I know.
They try to sell you shit.
Exactly. But like they become friends. I don't fucking know.
So did she take her headphone out?
So it was a long like 0.5 seconds. I was like, oh my God. And then like she took the headphone out and then we did have like a little conversation. And she was like, oh my God, don't tell me you saw me. She got like a little like shy with it. And I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Because like she could have just said like, no, it wasn't me or yeah, sure. You know? Like,
but
she made the thing. But you know what's weird now?
What?
I see her again. I can't talk to her anymore.
Why?
And I just work out next to her.
Wait. You're an alpha male. Talk to her.
Yeah,
because now in her head, she's like, he talked to me. He didn't like me.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yes.
Like that would be my.
This girl is such a fucking bitch, but in a hot way.
Yeah. That was what I would be thinking. I'd be like, oh, he hated me from that 3 second interaction. Now he never wants to talk to me again.
Oh my God. I have no idea. Yeah. I just don't know what the second in would be.
You gotta make it up.
Let me take you out for matcha.
You cannot. Like,
I feel like you gotta run into her running.
That's what
stalk her.
My plan was to like become acquaintances. I'm slow playing it. Hey, how are you? Blah blah blah. What are you working on today? Oh, have you been running?
Yeah.
Quick little acquaintances until it turns into like a combo about something else. You know,
I would love for someone to ask me, "Have you been running?"
Yeah, no, literally, that's hot.
Yeah. I just feel so, it feels like the plane thing. I would never like want to go up to a girl when I'm when
there's no out.
She's forced to be in a situation.
I
with me.
Love being approached. I will literally work out wrong at the gym.
You're
so wrong.
You're bugging. You're lying.
I'm not. I love you being approached. Guys.
You know, my favorite place to ever get approached is literally walking on the sidewalk or like walking across the street. I've had guys like run up and be like, I saw you from across the street. I have to get your number. So and I'm just like,
you guys are getting canceled by all the cat calling feminists.
No, but as long as you're attractive, you have to be like a 7 and above.
I'm like, that can happen every second of the day if you want. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, it has to
sometimes
be.
Sometimes they get shy though. Like they'll be exactly my type. One time this guy came up to me, this was like gorgeous white man. And he was like, oh my God, you're stunning. And I was like, thanks. I looked at him like, I was like,
yeah, like you got nervous.
And I was like, thanks. And
well, that's what happened
away.
To the girl, you know? And I'm like, it's hard to read. I'm like, is she nervous?
And then you never spoke to her again. And now she's really in her head.
I don't know if she's in her head.
She's like, my butt isn't big enough.
But yeah, no, all day long, I see my types walking around Soho. I don't go up to
why?
Them.
Okay, question. Because. Are you like flirting with your eyes as you walk by? Like, do they know you want to go up to them? Are you giving the vibe off or are you?
I mean,
you?
They're all just like models. They don't like, they don't even like, I don't know what's going through their head.
Yeah.
You know, models are different in New York.
They are different.
Yeah.
Because they can get, they have
anybody,
so much attention.
Exactly. You know?
And sometimes I feel bad for them too, because I'm like, I don't know what it, like, how do you live your life knowing that everyone's staring at you everywhere you go? Like, that's gotta be uncomfortable too.
Right.
So I'm sure they're also like, every time someone comes up to them, they're a little guarded. Like I would be.
I don't know. I just feel like they're like counting the cracks on the sidewalk.
You kind of are too. You look down, you're like,
yeah, that's because I'm terrified. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least you're not getting punched in the head on the street.
Yeah.
Nah, we're not getting punched in the head. Everyone should be careful. I think that is going to bring out like a good side of society. Maybe like the vigilantes are going to come out.
You, this is when you get your alpha male provider protector.
Dude, I dream about that moment. I'm like, okay, first of all, like you never like imagined in bed, like you being a hero.
Yeah. Oh my God. I imagine myself saving like a kid about to get hit by a car and a guy being like, wow, you're so
guys, I've literally never imagined this ever. I've never laid in bed and thought, what if I was a superhero? Yeah.
No. I'm like, all right, first of all, like
that's my bicycle.
I'm like, somebody needs to be just like randomly like filming something across the street with their phone out.
Yeah.
You know, some girl gets punched in the head.
And then you swoop in.
I swoop in. Saved that person goes, what's that commotion?
Yeah.
And points that way. I save the girl's life. And then it's like, and I'm Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm getting like.
I feel like that's your wife.
Yeah.
That's my wife.
That's
exactly.
How you mean.
Or maybe like another wife saw that and she's like, yo, this guy just like saved someone's life. You know what I mean?
That's hot.
I love it.
Yeah. My life.
Yeah, I will. Let's set it up. Let's set it up.
Someone, you know what you
want to film? Yeah. Sure. Paige, punch her in the face. I'm going to fuck
him,
you up.
The producer punched me.
Yeah, yeah. Wolf, film. you're punching her.
I'll put it on my TikTok.
Yeah, no, I always imagine like what the cool thing would be like Vinny from Jersey. You know what? Russell Peters did that. He's like my comedian friend.
Mm-hmm.
He a jewelry store was getting robbed and he like does jiu-jitsu. So he like put this guy like in an arm bar.
Stop.
Oh, so hot.
Like citizen's arrest.
Yeah. And it like was caught on the security camera of the place, you know?
Was this in New York?
It was in New York, you know? I was like, oh, it's so cool, you know?
That's literally Batman.
It didn't really go that far though, because like
it didn't get
Russell has like a certain fan base.
Does he have a wife?
Yes. Now. Now he does.
After the video?
I don't know. Oh. He always has a wife of some sort. You know what I mean?
Hot.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we have to go soon.
I want to ask.
I could talk all day, but we got to get out of here.
About men needing to be more into you.
Men needing
like,
to be more
like, into no, no, sorry. That's not weird. No, about how the guy always has to like a girl more.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me more about that in your life?
A guy has to like a girl
I
more.
I just feel like.
This is kind of like
I need, I need to articulate this correctly. I feel like if a guy is getting chased consistently, they're like over it. They're like, easy, I can get her. Where if a girl is getting chased consistently, she's engaged with it. And I feel like a guy needs to have something where he's like always obsessed with his girlfriend. So I feel like he needs to like her a little bit more. Like it can't be the other way around, because guys get like, I think, grossed out by that, where girls are like, he loves me, like he's obsessed with me.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Well, like, what do they say? Like, the person who cares more in the relationship is in less control. Like, you know what I mean? Like the person that cares less, the person that cares less is in more control.
You guys are biologically different.
But I also like feel like that is like a harsh way of saying it. Like, I feel like my boy, when I say like, I feel like my boyfriend loves me a little bit more. It's not that I feel like, oh, he loves me so much. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care about him. It's more like he is really engaged. We'll do everything to make this work because he loves me so much. And like, he's gonna figure it out no matter what. Where if it's like, I loved him more and he was like, I don't care. Then like one little thing would pop up and he'd be like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I would like, okay, there are certain things I get it, like to keep the man intrigued.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a little bit of a push and pull. I think that's just like a swaggy personality.
Yes.
It's not like I don't care. I do want to feel, I think that she cares as much as I do.
Right, right.
But I love the swaggy personality of like the bitchy girl. You know what I mean? That's just like, I don't have to talk to you all day or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like that's attractive. But also it's just like when you do just find your type.
Yeah.
I think we try to like make other people our type that's not our type.
100%.
And then when you do just find your type, you're just like obsessed with her.
Yeah.
No matter what. And then even if she cares about you, at that point, that girl doesn't have to like, I'm not worried about her showing me too much or being on my dick too much where I don't like her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I really just think it's just like once you find that person.
But I still feel like you, because you like the mean a little bit. You like.
Yeah, but it's like not like I don't care about you mean. It's just like that's just her personality in general. You know what I mean?
Like I'm not like, I'm sensitive, but I'm not like emotional. Uh-huh. Like I'm not like mushy. Like I'm not ever sending like a big long text message of like how much I love someone and like all, like it's just not my personality. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, like I'm just more
that's like
matter of fact, realistic.
That would turn me off a little bit.
Like I'm like a pessimistic. Yeah. Like I'm not like, oh my God.
Same.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
So I feel like I do have a little bit of like a boy mentality.
Yeah.
Mm. To that.
That's totally get that.
All right. Well, I think we got to get out of here.
This is so.
It's been. So we finally got to meet. That's why I love podcasting because, like, you get to like, collab with people that like people would never see us together. You know what I mean? And like, Giggly Squad is now that I'm doing it. Like, I give you guys so much respect for being like one of the top comedy podcasts in the fucking world.
Yeah. No,
it's crazy.
Giggly Squad, we love it.
Yeah, it's like one of the most amongst everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So well,
thank you.
Yeah, hopefully you know we get there one day. But shout out.
Come, me and Hannah will have to come back and we'll do like.
The oh my god, together!
Oh my god, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, I don't know if it'd be fun for me, but you know, it'd be a lot. But yeah, follow. Where can people follow you and listen to you and what you got going on now?
Giggly Squad comes out every Tuesdays, and Summer House is on every Thursdays.
Still on, Summer House is airing right now?
Mm-hmm.
No, what time? Because we might have some competition with Jersey.
Oh, we're 9 o'clock.
8 p.m.
Okay, so there you can
back
go.
To back. Yeah, and then they can watch you at the stand they after
watch
that.
Me at the stand.
Yeah, because she has a real job. She's like a comedian. You know, we're just trashy reality.
Yeah,
stars.
No, literally.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Wait, that was so cute.
That was so fun. Thanks
it was
for
so
having
fun.
Me.
It was like too fun to where we just want to talk about like 8 million different things. You know what I mean? What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.